SEO Extra.
Go through that show. Or some other fucking show. There's a lot of shit I do want to... Like, I never... That Australian shit after WCW, I've saved it because, like, I want to watch it for something.
What was it? All-Star, right?
Yeah. And that, like, that after WCW, what's it, Excitement Pro Wrestling? I always wanted to do something with that and just watch that shit.
Oh, Excite Pro, wasn't it?
Excite Pro, whatever the fuck it was. Where Sable's, like, the fucking general manager.
Gross. What was the one by Jimmy Hart? That was the All-Star, right?
I don't know. This one wasn't by Jimmy Hart. This one was by, like, Knobs and somebody.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Hart, didn't he do that? Wasn't he on that... That awful chick wrestling, we could do that too. So it'd be fun to do.
Hulk Hogan had his own micro pro wrestling, midget wrestling.
I used to watch that reality show.
I went to a show.
With Meatball and shit? Meatball was there?
Oh, man. There was Short Sleeve Samson, that weird, awkward goth kid. A bunch of them. Like, actually, Short Sleeve Samson came to my school when I was a kid.
I love the name Short Sleeve Samson. Oh, I think it's great. Like, you could get that over on the indies.
Oh, yeah. No, he came to my school playing basketball.
Midget basketball?
Yeah, well, but it wasn't basketball. It was all jokes. You know what I mean? They would just, like, throw pies in their face, like, or whatever.
Oh, like Globetrotters shit.
Yeah. Like, they would only play the teachers, and the teachers would be in on the jokes and stuff like that.
Silliness.
Yeah. But hey, I got to get stoned and just watch midgets run around playing basketball, man. It was great.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah. Got to look at their vehicle after.
Vehicle?
Oh, man, they were driving and they had it all rigged up so their short legs couldn't get it.
Oh, sure.
Here we go. That's right.
I'm trying to, like, rebound my mood. You know what I'm saying?
You need
I'm
to get stoned. To, like, that's what you got to do. Let's get stoned.
I'm doing it. I was early today. Woke up and took the chick to her. I woke up at, like, 7:30 this morning. So I was back home at, like, 8:30 or whatever the fuck. So
you've just been ripped all day?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I smoked then, and I think that was the last time I did. It was a pretty glorious morning, though. Just, like, laying around in the recliner with feet up, like, blanket on. Just, like, watching shit. Like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah,
fall asleep kind of for a few minutes, wake up, like, it was a pretty cosmic morning.
Pretty cosmic morning.
it was cosmic.
I noticed that ad blocker kills all the fight app ads, too. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, live would be, if I find something for live on Box, that'd be cool. Because, I'm probably not going to end up watching Bound for Glory live. I guess there's no way she's going to sit here. I'm going to make her on a Sunday night sit and watch that.
They do have live streams, though. Or, like, not live streams, but they're, like, 15 minutes behind. So, like, they'll upload the first 15 minutes of the show. By the time you're done that, the next 15 minutes is up, so you just keep on going.
Yeah, I did that with Impact this week, because, like, Impact was still on the air, and I was able to start it. And I was like, fuck, pretty sweet.
Yeah, that is, it's a good setup. I hope that site doesn't get taken down.
I don't know how it's still a thing. Like, how the fuck is that still a thing?
I know. But see, the thing is they're not hosting any of it, see? So it kind of can't get taken down, because all they're doing is saying, hey, this is there.
It's still good for business, in my opinion. Yeah, those, they don't view it that way, but... They should.
It still if people is are watching your program.
I mean, maybe not for the pay-per-view shit, but if, like, people are watching Raw illegally, like, I mean, they're at least interested in it, you know? Maybe they're going to buy your shit. Like, I don't know. I buy pop figures. I buy, like, shit from WWE. None of their new stuff or anything, but...
All I buy is the network. That's it. I don't know the last time I ever bought something WWE besides for that.
I buy the pop figures. I just pre-ordered the Nakamura one.
Oh nice. Is he a letdown in pop figure form as well?
Yeah, no shit, man. I'm stoked for him to get here, and when he gets here, I'm gonna be really fucking let down.
Yeah. No, you're gonna love it for one day, and then you're just gonna be like, oh, something wrong.
Just like real life. Yeah, all right, exactly. Let's fucking.
What is it? I never got a chance to read your message.
Oh, just a chicken sandwich. No, but for lunch, like, okay, so like the owner of our company, his wife is from South America. So she speaks the Espanol primarily. She speaks English too, but, and they're really religious. So they go to this like Spanish church.
Okay.
So she's friends with all these, you know, girls from like fucking Mexico and shit. And they like, I don't know, catered in a bunch of tacos today, and they were made by these Mexican girls. So they were like, you know, super legit and shit. Yeah. And they were fucking tasty, but holy shit. Dude,
legit. The revenge.
I was interested that they didn't like, you know, there no lettuce, no tomato, no any of that kind of shit. You know, they just had like onions, you know, everything on the side you could put on, but onions, cilantro, radishes, which I was interested by.
I went to, when I was in California, I had a taco, and it was probably the tastiest taco I ever had, but it was a soft shell taco with meat, like steak slivers, not ground beef, with cilantro and onions. That's basically it. That's all it was in it, and it was fucking tasty.
These were like, they had beef and pork. The pork ones were like chunks of pork. But yeah, same thing. Just cilantro and onions and then radishes and then like a bunch of different, like five different homemade sauces that were like all spicy as fuck. But
yeah,
it was good as shit. I was like, these are fucking awesome.
For your ultra white North Dakotan ass, there is a little too much.
Yeah, I guess. But for like, leave it to Americans, you know, to like, oh, we got to put cheese on this and sour cream and all this other fucking bullshit. Yeah. I was eating them. I'm like, these are actually pretty healthy. There's nothing unhealthy going on here.
No, no.
Except for the little tortillas, but they were pretty, they were like really thin tortillas. I don't know if they made them from scratch. I suppose they probably did.
Okay, now I got to make sure I've got a lighter because that's problematic. Can't not have that.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't have one last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like, there's a couple times where you would say something, and like I would be very far away, and that's me getting my lighter.
All good. I think it was funny that you left to like clean your pipe on the show, like only on this show would fucking that ever happen.
I know, right?
Oh, but dude, go ahead, clean your pipe, man.
Do what you gotta do, man. You get your medication in you.
And then you go solo, and it's just weird. Yeah. It's so weird how like different it is to do it by yourself.
I got to that when I was editing the show. I got to that point, and it's funny to hear. Now, where the fuck am I? I got one hooter down. Let's go with the second one.
Smoking out of a one hitter.
Yeah, like you know, one of those.
Yeah,
the bats or whatever. Because I broke my bowl. I broke my doggy bowl.
I'm not surprised. The thing looked so thin and fragile.
I lightly dropped it from like 6 inches one day, and the tail fell off. And that's the mouth hole. So
I don't buy any fancy shit. I just go to the.
I didn't even buy that. I bought a Buster, and I got that for free.
That's right. And then they have these ones that like these cheap little glass ones, and they're like $10 or $12.
Yeah,
just like. Just buy it until it's dirty and just, like, throw it away. Just
fucking throw it away, yep.
So I'm not going to clean them. I got one that's, like, so full of shit, but it's like, what am I going to do with it?
I mean, oh, man, I clean mine all the time. Like, my bomb. I hate it.
I've always hated, like, trying to scrape it out of there and fuck around with it. And...
You know what, man? You don't even need to scrape at all. Peroxide or rubbing alcohol. Just let it sit. In a bowl of rubbing alcohol and then run wire through, it's done.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
And it comes out, man, like just clean as a whistle, like a bong. You put some peroxide in a bong and just like let it sit. And then, like, when you take it, just shake it up a little bit. Oh, motherfucker.
Doesn't leave like an aftertaste in there or anything?
No, because peroxide or rubbing alcohol evaporates basically as soon as it hits the air.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, bro.
I better slow the fuck, yeah. I need to slow down here.
Oh, man. No, speed the fuck. Like, speed up.
Now I'm really fucking sauced.
Now you'll be the one taking this off the rails and not me. Keep it up.
Doing what?
You'll be the one taking it off the rails today, not me.
Oh, shit. That one was fucking great. You were like, hit new levels of baked on that. It was fucking...
Well, when it was over, I was like, oh, man, I fucked up. And then I listened to it. I was like, oh, that wasn't too bad. Well, you could tell I'm on another plane. But I mean, whatever. That plane had a good view.
I didn't care. I was like, whatever. One thing that I've ever, like, the only time I ever, like, we had anything on the show that you did that I was like, ooh, I don't know, man, was when we were talking about, I don't know, it was like, was it, those, I don't remember what it was, but you, like, related it to race, or you said you dropped the N-bomb, which was like, what, I didn't care, I was like, whatever, but, like, it's like, two times you brought it back to race, and I was like, oh, man, I didn't care, but I was like, so, like, is someone going to be offended by this, but no one ever said anything. Try, like, you ruined the show.
Should we get drunk for a Christmas episode?
I don't know. I could say that, but I wouldn't get drunk. I might get a little buzzed at best, you know, like how drunk are you going to get in 2 hours?
I got pretty drunk one time on a podcast to the point where I called, what's his name from How I Met Your Mother? Mosby. Okay. The main guy from How I Met Your Mother, I called him a Jew. I kept on calling him a Jew. And it's just like, oh, man. Oh, I was
loaded. It's not a great idea.
Probably. No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
It's like a certain level it might be funny. Like if you're just a little, like a little, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
But like if you get like shithouse, it's like something that people don't want to listen to.
Have you watched Mindhunters?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that on Netflix, man.
Of the Mindhunter.
It's the story of like how they started the psychological profiling of still serial killers in the FBI, and so like to go around interviewing all these serial killers, like the BTK killer is in it, and Edward Kemp and a bunch of those, and there's one serial killer that just beats off the shoes, and they talk to him, and he just starts beating off to a shoe while they're there. It's like, fuck.
I'm super into fucking serial killer shit, man. That's my jam.
Oh, you would like the show then.
Love it.
Because the people they have playing the serial killers, dude, they're doing such a good job.
I have to see, man. I'm not much for, like, acted things, you know, especially stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, more like a more documentary.
Yeah,
I get it. I'm watching one right now. It's a new show. I don't know if it's on what channel it's on, but it's like they're trying to figure out, like, if they can figure out who the fucking Zodiac Killer is and shit, finally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that advertised. It's on, like, the History Channel or something.
They just had the first episode, like, this week, and it was fucking crazy good. Like, it ended, I'm like, what? That's one of my favorite ones. My favorite serial killers. Who's your favorite, man?
Who's my favorite? I had a fascination with Bundy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by Bundy. Like, I was 15 and I bought a movie I should not have been able to buy. Man, he was fucking dead corpses and shit. And it's just like, fuck. Then Ed Gein is really interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin, dude. It's like so many of those guys are from Wisconsin.
Oh, man. It's... Hello, Wisconsin.
Gein's from Wisconsin and... I'm so baked already. What's his fucking nuts? The famous cannibal from there. Got piked up the ass in prison.
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes. Dahmer.
I'm ready when you
are. Oh, I am too, man. I've been ready for fucking days.
Oh, come on now, have you?
No, well, no. Jesus Christ. I just got a fart.
SEO Extra.